Good afternoon, everyone. Peace be with you. Thank you. So on this great feast of Mary, let's begin our homily by saying the prayer to Mary together. Ready? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the beginning of that prayer, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. We heard that in the angel's greeting to Mary in the gospel today. Does anybody remember which angel? What was the angel's name that made that greeting to Mary? Gabriel. Angel Gabriel, right. So Gabriel came and said to Mary, you're full of grace. Now, what does it mean to be full of grace? I'm going to try it. Let's see. Full of grace. How about this Catholic school, huh? Did you hear that answer? It means that she was born without any sin. She was born without original sin. Right out of the mouths of Catholic school kids. That's why we have the school. Right there. Good answer. Now, let's talk a little bit about original sin then. What do we mean by original sin? We were all born with original sin. How in the world did we get that? We didn't even get old enough to sin on our own yet. Adam and Eve, yeah. They were without sin. So Eve was the first mother, right? She was without sin, but they chose to sin. So then Mary, the mother of God, had to come to us to be without sin, to take Eve's place, in essence, to begin over again. To let everybody born through Jesus to be without sin. So we're born with sin, so how do we get rid of that original sin? What did all of us do? Right, we were baptized. So when we came here and I baptized you and carried you through the church, the reason why everybody was clapping was because now you were full of grace. So Hail Mary, full of grace. So that's what we're looking at and saying, Mary needed to be full of grace. She needed to be without sin. So she's the only one who's ever born without that original sin. So when she was in her mommy's womb waiting to be born, she was conceived there without sin so that she could be a new beginning for us. That's what we're celebrating today. That's why we call it the Immaculate Conception. See, what Jesus did on the cross, he did it in time and space, right? 2,000 years ago. And the gift of Jesus' death on the cross was to give us freedom from that sin, which we received in baptism. But he gave Mary a very special gift that she received what he was going to do later, just in time and space, to her ahead of time. So she could be perfect. Now, to be full of grace is what you and I are trying to accomplish. What's one of the things we have to avoid in order to try to be full of grace? Sinning, yeah. Is that easy?
It's not easy to avoid.
No, it's not easy to avoid. That's probably the best part of the answer. It's hard to avoid sin because the devil, just like he did to Adam and Eve, he wants to keep tempting us. He wants us to choose things that are less than Jesus, choose things that are less than holy, and it's hard to avoid that, right? So when we pray the Hail Mary, we're trying to remember how Mary wants us to be, full of grace. And then the angel said, the Lord is with you. When do you feel that Jesus, our Lord, is with you the most? And what event do you do and takes place that you feel that Jesus is more with you than any other time? At the Mass. And what happens at the Mass that makes you feel that you are with Jesus? Holy Communion. My school is getting the grade. That's because their teachers are good. Their parents are good. We're just blessed to have you with us today. So that's right. So when we're praying that prayer, yes, we're thinking about how the angel is addressing Mary, but it's really a reflection on how we wish the angel would address us, right? Wouldn't it be so cool if the angel appeared to you and said, Hail Mary, or Hail Joseph, or Peter, or Emma, you're full of grace, and the Lord is with you. That's how we want to be able to be. Because why? Because Jesus is going to ask us, through the angel in many ways, to do very difficult things in our life, right? And right now, at your age, the most difficult thing is to do what? To avoid what? Sin, right. That's a good start. If we can do that, that's a good start. So we ask Mary to pray for us so that we can be like her. So that she'll pray for us now and at the time that Jesus desires to take us home into heaven, at the hour of our death. So today is a great feast for the whole church because Mary gives us hope. She gives us hope to know that if we love Jesus above all things, no matter how much the devil tempts us, we may fall a couple times, but it won't be what we want to choose, right? We want to choose what we feel when we come to Holy Communion. We want to feel that difference that grace makes. So let's do this for our mission for on us this great feast is first to thank God for Mary's example. Because Mary could have chosen sin, just like anybody else. But I think Mary understood what sin would bring. So that's why she stayed away from it. And that's how you and I are to be. Let's ask Mary to help us to stay away from sin and show how much we love Jesus. Secondly, when you come up to receive Holy Communion, remember that you're going to be full of grace. And Jesus is going to be with you. So when you come up, remember how we make our hands when we come up to communion, right? Let's think about it this way. When you're coming up and you make your hands like this, think of it as if it was the manger that's going to hold the baby Jesus. Because you are receiving Jesus, right? So when you receive him, just ask him for that gift. Help you to imitate Mary. Help you to know that he is with you. Now, and especially in those times that are hardest in our lives.